Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Let us talk about trust. In Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2, we read, "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me." Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2 says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." For the last four mornings, I've got awake with a certain song in my head. I can't say that I heard it in church or that it is my favorite song, but somehow it is what I have been hearing each morning this week when I wake up. Needless to say, I searched for it and I've listened to it several times, and each time it is fresh, impactful, instructive, meaningful. Let me share a few lines with you. "Still I will trust you, still I will follow. Though the storm rages on and I can't find my way, still I will trust you, Lord." The title of the song is "Still I Will Trust You, Lord." It was part of a musical project by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir entitled "Favorite Song of All" and was released in 1996. Check it out for yourself. But what does it mean to trust, and what is the significance of it to me and its relatedness to the text? How can I define trust? I've been sleeping in the same bed for many years, and I honestly cannot recall ever walking up to the bed and checking it, looking under the bed, examining the base to see if I can safely lie in this bed. I guess I trust the bed, right? The truth is, I don't even think about it. The bed is there, and I assume it will serve its purpose. Even more interesting is flying in an aircraft. Few of us know the mechanics of a plane, and we certainly don't ask about the history of that particular aircraft. What about the pilots? Why don't we ever get a copy of the pilot's resume when we arrive at the gate, and then we meet the pilots at the entrance of the plane? Would that make you feel more comfortable that the plane would take you safely to your destination? Of course not. If you asked for all those things, they would think you're crazy. We simply book a flight, show up and board the aircraft, find our seat and do what the flight attendants tell us to do. Occasionally we hear an announcement and we take it for granted that it's the captain. You get my point. We trust the airline. We trust the aircraft. We trust the pilots and we go about our merry way. Trust starts somewhere in your head. We form impressions of people based on what we see or hear or perceive. Sometimes those relationships go well. Like we get married to someone we've grown to trust, however long the courtship. We hire someone to be a babysitter to our infant kids because we did the necessary background check, interviews, ask them to spin around five times the day we meet them, and based on a degree of trust, we leave them in our house with our infant child and expect all will go well. That is trust. Trust gives you a sense of comfort, a feeling that this will work out as you expect. There's a line in that song that made me sit up and listen to it over and over again. "Though the storm rages on and I can't find my way, still I will trust you, Lord." Think about that for a moment. The first text says, "In you, Lord God, I put my trust." What do I trust God to do? I trust him to take care of me because he said he would. I trust him to protect me because he said he would. I trust him to provide for me because he said he would. How is that working for me? God is reliable. God is genuine. God is true. I've come to know God in a real way that justifies my trust in him. God is true to his word. He never lies. It is hard to trust a liar, which is why I don't understand why people stick around Satan for so long when he has proven that he is the father of lies. But that's another story. God can be trusted to do what he says he will do and to be who he says he is. But trust is more than just fulfilling your expectation. The song says, "There will be times in my life that the storm rages, even though I trust God to deliver me from the destructive forces of the storm." The song says that in those moments, I can't find my way. In those moments when things are not working out in my favor, still, I will trust you, Lord. You fell in love with this girl who has so much promise to be a great wife. And 3 years into the marriage, you begin to see some flaws, some cracks, and eventually you find out that she's cheating. Do you stay married Or do you do the logical and divorce her? The song says, even when life's circumstances don't work out the way I expected, still I will trust you, Lord. Why? Because God is all-knowing. God knows everything, and I have discovered that he knows why the storm is still raging, even though I have fasted and prayed. He knows why I have not seen the particular thing happen yet, and though at times I struggle through the storm, I never stop trusting him, because I've grown to know that God will take care. He says it, and I believe it. God never fails, my friend. Circumstances may not always work in your favor. Yes, there was the divorce, or you might have lost your house, or you might have been terminated from your job, but please trust him. God knows what he is doing. When you trust him, things will work out in your favor. That's what he says, and he is true to his word. So really, the storms may die down, or the storms may not die down. You might not even be able to see ahead of you, but you keep trusting in God because he has you in the palm of his hand. He has things under control, and he knows what he is doing, and eventually it will be shown to you why you can trust him. My friend, if this message has meant anything to you and you would like to share your thoughts, you can write me at friendofclyde@gmail.com.